Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and in the studio with me, I have a couple of people from Happy Jack Chalk Mine out up by Scotia, and they've got a Putting Off the Peak event happening. I probably didn't introduce you correctly, but Kenny Bloom and Lisa Fisher are here. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having us.
This is so exciting. So, you know, we're here today with Happy Jack Peak and Chalk Mine Association members, and they're affiliated, of course, with a nonprofit organization that is located off Highway 11 near Scotia, Nebraska, and their fundraiser, Putting Off the Peak, occurs on July 19th and 20th, and they want you to join them, and they're going to tell us more information about it. So let's kick this off. What has the Chalk Mine Association been working on since you acquired the mine?
Well, we've had a lot of stuff going on. We've been trying to refurbish things. When we took it back, the original members, myself, Steve Goldfish, Kathy Bullish, Lisa Fisher is our PR lady. She helped us out a lot. And then Raj, he's a teacher down here at Central Community College.
Okay.
And he did our website, and Lisa does all of our
social media
and our paper
news articles.
There you go.
Well, that'll
thanks
keep
for
you
helping me out there.
Hey, that's my job.
We all need a little help.
So we've just been trying to get us back into for people to know who we are, because we've kind of off the grid there for about 15 years, and
it's good to have you back.
Yeah,
it's good to be back. A lot of fond memories at that place. The haunted Halloween, I still have nightmares from it.
Everybody, that's a famous question. Everybody's like, are you going to get that going? Oh, we're working on it, but
that would be so much fun. I hope you can. So where did you start?
Okay, since acquiring the mine, the association members and volunteers have completed countless hours of landscaping, rehabilitation. And we decluttered the mine interior and exterior. We opened up more of the mine for the tour. And
tell me about some of the improvements then.
We got some grant money, so we've done a lot of improvements. We've put in new lighting throughout the mine and the new security system, cameras. There's also the emergency system in place.
Great.
It's going to be complete with a generator in case of power outages. Our visitor center got a facelift. We replaced the plumbing, and we had some donations of a water heater and toilet that we put in. L&W Construction from Grand Island installed our awning over the front of the building to give us a little shade, and they also weatherproofed the outside of the building.
So this is going to be so cool.
So the ants and stuff aren't eating it away.
Yeah, we don't need that, those ants. Individuals are familiar with the mine. I know that I am, my kids as well, because we were living there for quite a while. And the mine that's been a wayside attraction since the mid-1960s. What can you tell us about the Peak's namesake, Happy Jack, is it Swearingen? Did I say that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Since the beginning of the project, it has been easy to find information about the mine. However, nothing concrete is really known about Happy Jack Swearingen. There are efforts underway, however, to uncover tangible evidence in the form of history, military campaigns, and noteworthy events captured in area editorials. There are also lots of stories about Jack that have open doors for places to look, but it's difficult to uncover factual information directly related to him.
So how did you decide where to focus your research?
Well, we focused on local businesses and individuals who have expressed a desire to share and learn more about Happy Jack Peak and Chalk Mine.
Wonderful. Could you let me know what other entities you have contacted and why?
Well, first off, Fort Hartsuff, a local author, and various historians, they bolstered what we and the public already knew. We also researched the chalk building created by Ed Wright in the late 1800s that still stands in Scotia, and the mining operations that began in the early 1900s and stopped when World War II ended.
I love this. I love history and that, especially about Nebraska history. So, question, let me ask you, how and why did you acquire the property the first time?
That was, me and Steve had a Boy Scout group, and we were out there doing community service by cleaning the area up.
Yeah.
And we got to thinking, you know, we were kids. We used to come out here and play all the time. You know what that's like.
Oh, yeah.
And it was closed up, and it just seemed like it was a waste because it's the only one in Nebraska. So we was like, I wonder if we could get this open.
So, and how unique to have that in our area. Right, you know, just a quick drive and you're there. This is so fascinating. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
So we approached the city, and the city said, well, we don't have nothing to do with it. It's Nebraska Department of Roads that actually owns it. So we got a hold of the state, and they said, well, we can't just give it to you. We can give it to a nonprofit. So we had to form a nonprofit, and then the Roads Department gave it to Scotia, and then we acquired it from Scotia through a quitclaim deed.
Yeah. So where did you go from there then?
With the grants and generous donations at the time, at the Capitol, we were able to form the parking lot, the visitor center, and the present landscape that's enjoyed by many right now.
Fantastic. And what was the most time-consuming project?
None of them were really that time-consuming because we just stayed on top of it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so much involvement and support from the surrounding community.
Oh, that's amazing. You know what? We have great communities around here in Nebraska. I brag on us all the time. So what was the most important project and the most important question? Why?
I think the building and the portals in the visitor center was probably the most important thing because we had to keep it where everybody just couldn't walk in there and do the graffiti and give us a place to entertain visitors when they came, and that gave us a chance to lock up the site and police it better.
Right, right. So what were you able to complete with your first grant?
Oh, the grant money that was financed the completion of the retaining walls, the visitor center, the stairway along the portals, and used for the entries and exits.
Did I read correctly? You've accumulated well over $1 million of grants and donation. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're well over $1 million worth of grants, and then all the donated time and labor that we've put in and machines. Try to improve the parking lot and the walking areas. We want to do the handicap to the peak.
Yeah.
The ADA restrooms, we're looking at that. There's some grant money available for that. We're also wanting to fund a new visitor center.
Mm-hmm.
But before we could do that, we have to see if we can acquire a little bit more land because we don't have any place to put a new visitor center at this time.
Sure. How can people get more information about Happy Jack Peak and Chalk Mine?
For more information, we've got a really nice website now. It's called happyjackpeakandchalkmine.org.
Oh,
you can
great.
Go there, and there's a place to Zephy account. There you can go there and donate, and then there's a lot of information on there, a lot of our old pictures, a lot of news articles and stuff from the past that we've posted on there.
All right. And what can interested parties do to offer their assistance?
Oh, anything that you could do. Mainly right now, we need money. We've got so many repairs to do. And it'd also be nice to get like some Boy Scouts or FFA groups that are needing to do some community service work.
Sure.
To come out.
Is there a phone number you want them to call?
Yeah, you could call 308-245-3276, and that'll put you in touch with the mine.
Okay.
And they'll have a list of things, projects that we need to do there.
Fantastic.
And then you can also keep track of us on Facebook and our Instagram.
Great.
We post on there at least a couple times a week.
Now, let's just end our interview with talking about what event is coming up.
The Putting Off the Peak.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
Let's tell the listeners about it.
If you can't golf, you would love to just come up there and you're going to hit a ball off the top of the hill, over top of the highway, into the river. And we got a regulation cup on the sandbar out there. I hope we have a sandbar.
Uh-huh.
If you get that in, you get that shot in that cup, that's $10,000.
Oh my goodness.
But we pay $1,000 for closest to the hole, and we'll pay $500 for second closest to the hole and $250 for third. So it's, you got a chance to make a lot of money if you're any kind of a golfer. And my experience on this is some of the people that don't think they're any good come up there and find out that
they know how to hit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh, hey, this isn't that bad a deal. So
that's all right.
Are there going to be food trucks or anything else available?
Yeah, we're going to have a beer garden and a food truck. What's the name of the food truck? I can't remember.
Mina's?
Yeah, Mina's.
Out Mina's of food truck's going to be there. And both days?
Yes.
She said that Alejandra is into it.
So what time does this all start?
It'll start at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, the 19th, and we'll go till 7 that night. And then on Sunday, we'll start at 10, and then we'll close everything down at 6, where we got time to get our prizes and everything.
This sounds like so much fun. Now, is this the first year, or have you been doing this before?
We did this in the past.
First since 2017, I believe, right?
I think 2017 was the last time we've done it. And that was the previous people that were managing it then put that on.
Yeah.
So this is the first time I've really had anything to do with it since 2004.
Well,
I
hope it's going to be a great success. So this is Putting Off the Peak at Happy Jack Chalk Mine outside of Scotia off Highway 11, correct?
Yep.
And it starts at 10 a.m. and they're going to have Mina's food truck there. Amazing prizes. Check out their social media on Facebook and Instagram for more information. Or give us that phone number one more time.
It's 308
3276.
There you go. I hope everybody got that. Well, Kenny and Lisa, I want to thank you both for coming in and being on the show with me today. And I hope we have you back. If you have more fundraisers or events, let me know.
Okay, we will.
Thank you, Renee.
Absolutely. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to the Public Affairs Program. Have a great rest of your day.